This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you have things happen in your life and the story is just weird and you don't know what to do in the situation and you hope you react properly. And
these things only happen to you.
And it's, you know, you just, like I said, you hope you do the right thing. And I think this ended the right way. Although when we walked away from the situation, we definitely had a bad feeling in the pit of our stomach by the way it turned out. So we were at Wingersheek over the weekend, which is a beautiful beach on the North Shore up in Gloucester. And it's me and my wife and my son, Barrett, who's 8. And then my mother-in-law is there. And my sister-in-law is there. My sister-in-law is getting ready to move to Charlotte.
When does she leave, by the way?
She leaves in 2 weeks. Labor Day weekend, before Labor Day weekend. So this was like the last family beach outing. We spend all day at the beach, and this is our favorite place to go. You just load up the car, you pay your deal, you go in, you hang out at the beach all day. And we get there pretty early in the morning, like 9, 10 o'clock. We stay all day. We didn't leave till probably 4 or 5. So it's the end of the day at the beach. And everybody's starting to tear down around us. We're staying for a little while longer. And my mother-in-law has buried Barrett in the sand. Just his head is sticking out.
Like,
and this,
you do.
And this little girl comes over. Couldn't be 2.5 years old. And she, like, Barrett had a big bag of toys, like frisbees and shovels. And they're strewn out everywhere. So she comes over and she's kind of looking at the toys. She's going to play with them. And I can see there's a family tearing down right next to us. And they've got some other kids. So I'm like, oh, she's just going to play with our toys while they're tearing down their stuff. And that family takes off. And that little girl stays right there in front of us. And I'm like, I keep looking back and like waiting for them to realize they forgot their 2-year-old, right?
Okay, so who did she belong to?
So she didn't belong to them. They take off and she just kind of stays there playing for a minute within our area. And I'm like, God, I'm just thinking this in my head at this point, that she doesn't have an adult with her. So I'm like scanning the beach. I mean, it's packed. You know, it's just crazy crowded.
It was a beautiful weekend.
So she now starts to saunter off and just starts walking away. And I'm looking, I'm scanning. I don't see an adult. And then I see her go to this huge red tent and there's like 25 people. I'm like, she found her family. That's where she was going. She goes over there and she kind of plays around in that area and then just keeps on going. And I'm like, there is no adult. So now I'm worried, right?
So this has been like 5 minutes.
This probably took about 5 minutes or so.
And there's no screaming parents up and down the beach.
Nothing.
Well.
So now I'm like, Lana, I don't think that little girl had an adult with her. I'm just going to go follow her to make sure. Maybe I'm just missing the adult. And so she takes off and she starts walking. So I start following, but I don't want to be creepy. Like, I'm staying far enough back.
You don't want to set off anybody's Amber Alert signals?
Right.
Isn't that sad about trying to do something nice, you have to worry about that?
Right, yeah. It definitely has to be in the back of your mind.
I hate that for you.
So
especially as a guy, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm just kind of watching her, and she's just having a good time at the beach. And
she's not distressed in any way.
Nope. She's just playing. She's in her own little world. She's looking up at the sky. There's seagulls everywhere.
Like a 2-year-old is wont to do.
So now she's following the seagulls down the beach. And it is at this point that I realize she's not with anybody.
Right.
And so now this is going on about 10 minutes.
This is how Joe Dirt started.
So now, when you go on to Wingersheek at one end of the beach by the snack shack, and then it goes out in one direction, right? So she is now at the opposite end down by these rocks, and she has gone. She's just kept going and going and going and going. So finally, I kind of walk up to her and get down on a knee, and I'm like, hey, where's your family? And she looks at me and just kind of takes off, walking the opposite way again.
Stranger danger.
Because here's some dude I don't know.
Right.
So I try and get a little bit closer, and I do it again. I was like, hey, you know, hi, what's your name? And she's not talking to me, and she just keeps on walking.
Get away from me, dude. I'm chasing seagulls.
Right. And so at some point, like, there's a couple of people now, but there's less people because it's so far down the beach. And so I try and talk to her, and this guy's looking at me. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this child has her parents. He's like, oh, do you need some help? And I'm like, no, I'll try and figure this out. So at this point, I'm like, hey, why don't we go find your parents? And I just kind of throw out my arms, and she throws out her arms, and I pick her up. So now I have this two-year-old. She is so adorable. Kinky, curly hair. Just adorable little girl. So now I just start walking back up the beach. So we're probably, I'd say, a half mile from the beginning of the beach by the snack shack to the other end of the beach. And I just start walking. Lana now sees that I have some random child, and she is running towards me. She's like, what should we do? She goes and she's going to go find the lifeguard. She's going to go to the lifeguard tower.
Okay.
So she goes off to the lifeguard tower, and now I'm walking the beach with this child.
Were you just walking up to people saying, is this yours?
Well, just asking her.
Is this yours?
I'm like, yeah.
Got a kid here.
Not even that. I'm kind of asking her, do you recognize anybody? Are you here with your mom and dad? And she's still not talking to me. She's warmed up a little bit. But so I just keep walking and I keep walking and I keep walking and I keep. And so now it's probably been 20-25 minutes from the beginning to I get back to the other.
And still no screaming parent.
Yeah, 25 minutes and a mother hasn't been freaking out yet.
And this is like Landon and I lost Barrett once for like 60 seconds
right.
one time. And we were just like, you know, in utter fear.
Oh, God, yes.
Right? And so Lana gets the coast, the lifeguard, and as they start coming to me, I see this little girl walk up to me, and she says something to me. I was like, oh, is this your sister? She says, yeah. And so I look up, and there's this guy kind of, and he kind of like half-heartedly waves at me. And I still have the girl because I don't want to put her down. And I'm like, is this your child? He's like, yeah, you can. And I'm like, well, I just found her like a half mile up the beach. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks.
What?
And I was just like,
should be right. A test, man. 10 questions.
Like,
that's
all
it.
All right. Well, here's your daughter,
here's your
I guess. Yeah.
That you don't seem to care about.
Right.
I can't even imagine.
Like, didn't even come over. Like, he goes, oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But
not like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm
yeah,
here. I didn't know
it
was missing. I didn't know.
Right. He was a good, like, 20 feet away from me. Like, didn't even bother to come over to me to be like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Just.
Good thing that you are a good person.
I mean,
with
I
a good
could
heart.
I could have walked off that beach with that child.
If you were somebody with worse intentions, it could have gone a totally different way.
Right.
I can't imagine what could have happened here. Well, good on you for being a good man, Carson.
Yeah, I know. But I felt, and then like the whole time now we're like watching the family from a distance. You watching that kid? Because if you lose her a second time, you ain't getting her back.
Barrett's getting a sister and that's that.
That's right. So.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.